KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Across the area, mostly cloudy skies, rain showers, possible thunderstorms. We'll see steady temperatures in the upper 50s, around 60, wind gust 25. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies, rain showers, possible thunderstorms in the mid-40s with wind gust at 40. For tomorrow, becoming partly sunny, breezy in the upper 50s. Tomorrow night, clear skies, breezy. We'll see lows at 39. Right now, it's 57.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Kansas's top court is wrestling with deciding whether the state constitution allows people to keep getting quick judicial decisions in lawsuits against COVID-19 restrictions. The state Supreme Court heard arguments from attorneys Tuesday in a law requiring district courts to rule within 10 days when someone sues over a county restriction. Three of the seven justices expressed skepticism that the law is constitutional. The KBI says a suspect in a kidnapping died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound after a long standoff. The KBI says a 78-year-old man contacted Mitchell County authorities on Saturday to report he had been kidnapped at gunpoint and held for 26 hours by an acquaintance, 59-year-old John Rowdybush of rural Glen Elder. When officers tried to serve a search warrant at Rowdybush's home on Sunday evening, he refused to come out. The KBI says after hours of negotiations, officers heard a gunshot early Monday and found Rowdybush dead inside the house. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Truck, SUV, truck, SUV. That's the only choice you'll have to make because where you buy it is easy. Rusty Eck Ford.
That's right. And at Rusty Eck Ford, again, you have options with their huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now. What does certified mean to you? It means getting the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty, like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. It means getting a vehicle that comes fully inspected. It means getting 24/7 roadside assistance and total peace of mind. Rusty Eck Ford is your number one choice as your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
So it's that simple, and there is no other choice. It's Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Office valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/20/21 sales. Office expires month's end.
Law enforcement authorities are investigating a Kansas woman on drug charges after a traffic stop. Just after 7:30 a.m. Tuesday morning, sheriff's deputies conducted a traffic stop on a white 2004 Chevy Trailblazer with an expired tag in the 3000 block of Northeast Quincy in Shawnee County. Throughout the investigation, a canine unit assisted and illegal narcotics were located. The driver and sole occupant of the vehicle, 40-year-old Brenda R. Cole of Topeka, was booked into the Shawnee County Department of Corrections on requested charges of possession of methamphetamine, driving with an expired tag, no proof of liability insurance, and possession of drug paraphernalia. The Sedgwick County Sheriff's Department says a woman has died and two juveniles are critically injured after the truck the woman was driving struck a train near Mays. KWCH-TV reports that the sheriff's office said the juveniles were passengers in the truck that collided with the train Tuesday afternoon. The railroad crossing has no arms or lights, according to the sheriff's office. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Power up your child's curiosity. Upgrade your router today and just imagine the results tomorrow. From history sites making the past come alive to science sites with tours of outer space, the internet is brimming with ways to inspire curiosity. Help your child take this curiosity to a higher level with Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home Bundle. Get free installation and the first month free for both managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home. Visit BlueValley.net today.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Authorities in Nebraska say a Maywood man was killed in a crash over the weekend just south of Cozad in southwestern Nebraska. The Omaha World Herald reports that 20-year-old Juan Beza was driving a pickup truck on Nebraska Highway 21 around 3 a.m. Saturday when he went off the road and rolled about 9 miles south of Cozad. The Dawson County Sheriff's Office says a passerby discovered the wreckage. Beza was taken to a Cozad hospital where he died of his injuries. Investigators say Beza was not wearing a seatbelt at the time of the crash. Police in Omaha have made an arrest in the shooting death earlier this month of an 18-year-old man. Police say in a news release that the Metro Area Fugitive Task Force arrested 19-year-old Justin Wagner on Monday and booked him into the Douglas County Jail on suspicion of first-degree murder and weapons counts. Wagner is accused in the killing of 18-year-old Corvante Hill. Officers who were called to the scene of the shooting on October 18th found Hill mortally wounded on the sidewalk. This is Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
The bakers of Earth Grains Breads combine wholesome and nutritious ingredients with a soft, light texture that your family will love. Our nutritious varieties include 12 grain, wheat berry with honey, 100% whole wheat, and multigrain. Try Earth Grains 12 grain toasted with peanut butter for breakfast, or multigrain with turkey and fresh veggies for a nutritious lunch. Earth Grains Breads, baking our best for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. City Ordinance 1900 again drew public comments at Monday night's Marysville City Council meeting. Jamie Anderson was cut off by the mayor as her five-minute comment period expired. She was restating research that she had done regarding the adoption and its relation to a court case that addressed how charter ordinance could or could not be amended. Rex Estes was also cut off, first when the mayor requested that he not address individual council member actions, and then again at the end of his five-minute comment period, which was briefly extended, recognizing the back and forth with the mayor. Estes pointed out the council didn't do a very good job, and that the community remained up in arms over the series of decisions leading to release of Police Chief Todd Ackerman. He specifically pointed to Mayor Jason Barnes, who was the tie-breaking vote in the ordinance change, allowing Ackerman's removal. A contribution toward hangar rents for planes to Municipal Airport from the Viola Cooksey Trust of $24,000 was accepted. The donation stated the effort was to ensure that the airport remained viable. It will be applied over a three-year period. The mayor broke a 4-4 tie vote and approved an economic development grant toward demolition of a house at 911 North 10th Street that was recommended for denial after city inspection did not reveal sufficient issues with the property, and it was not located within a qualifying subdivision. Councilmember Diane Schroller led the effort to approve the demolition assistance waiver, pointing out the unoccupied residence was in need of repair and could be considered an eyesore. Jason Barnes shared a written statement directed toward Councilmember Terry Hughes' request for clarification as to which powers have been removed from the office of Marysville mayor. He highlighted changes from the previous mayor and administration and how they addressed superintending authority, noting that he worked toward treating the council members the way he would have liked to have been treated. City Attorney John McNish followed the comments with an observation that a 2011 change by the council made the police chief an employee, as a threat was perceived that the incoming administration would remove the chief. Terry Hughes argued that the only powers stripped were of the council, not of the mayor, who disagreed. Ellen Barber with Partnership for Growth has a developer inquiring as to the possibility of putting houses in the southwest corner of the airport property. The idea is to put low-cost housing for either seniors or those with moderate income. If the city were interested, they were asked how much they would be willing to provide to help with the project. Council appeared in favor of housing development, but expressed multiple concerns with the airport location. A grant for development of the 7th Street corridor north of U.S. 36 will require a preliminary engineering report prior to application. The cost, $24,700 from CES Group, and would include a detailed overall cost estimate and specifics for the project. The council urged consideration of correcting drainage and other infrastructure issues as part of the planned development. It was argued that there was considerable interest from adjacent business owners and others at the previous meeting to warrant moving forward, and that the city would benefit in multiple ways if a grant were approved. It was also pointed out that if the grant were not approved, the engineering work would remain complete for future grant opportunities. A motion to move forward with the engineering study, funded through the sales tax, was approved unanimously. Several change orders for the new fire station were approved, including larger fill tank lines for truck refills. KDHE recommendations for removing sludge from the lagoon system as part of a new cell installation was approved. The city attorney pointed out concerns with spending upwards of $30,000 toward demolition of an apartment complex on North 10th Street. It was noted that a tax lien against the property is filed and that additional costs may not be recovered in a tax sale. A statute from the city of Lawrence may be applicable that would allow condemnation of the property, saving the city costs in the cleanup effort. Council went into executive session for discussion of personnel and litigation. Keith Beichmann excusing himself from the meeting prior to executive session so that he would not be accused of leaking information. North Central Regional Planning Commission is hosting a free succession planning workshop on Thursday, October 28th in Washington. The event is free for residents, businesses, and nonprofits located in the 12-county North Central service area. That includes Washington and Marshall counties. The workshop is intended to grow awareness of the importance of succession planning for small business owners. Planning helps ensure communities retain their core businesses and that owners are prepared for the next chapter in their life. Session is free. Advance registration is requested. Contact the North Central Kansas Regional Planning Commission. The succession workshop meeting is to be held Thursday evening, 6 until 8, at the FNB Bank Meeting Room in Washington. Elizabeth Betty Post, age 76, formerly the Wymore Liberty Harriers, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Thursday, 10:30 at the Wymore Church of Christ. Burial in the Wymore Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 8. Family Friends Wednesday, 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Ovid Funeral in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Betty Post. Sarah L. Schlocke, age 68, of Blue Springs, passed away Sunday. Funeral service is planned Thursday, 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church, Beatrice. Burial, Emmanuel Lutheran Church Cemetery, Rural Beatrice. Visitation Wednesday, 8 until 8. Family to Great Friends Wednesday, 5:30 until 7 at the Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Sarah Schlocke. Merton Bevitt, age 83, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Thursday at 1 at the Hanover Mortuary. Burial, St. John's Catholic Cemetery, Hanover. Visitation Thursday, noon until 1, at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Merton Bevitt. Stephen G. Steve Moorhead, age 69, of Blue Springs, passed away October 11th. Private interment at the Burchard Cemetery. Family will greet friends Friday, 10 until noon, at the Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Steve Moorhead. Marion L. Gross, age 87, of Lynn, passed away Sunday. Funeral Mass Friday, 10:30 at St. Augustine Catholic Church. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Vigil service Thursday at 7 p.m. Visitation Thursday, 1 until 5 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Marion Gross. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, Swedish meatballs and egg noodles, green beans and fruit cocktail. Tomorrow, tuna casserole, a biscuit, mixed vegetables, and grapes. KNDY News Time, 7:17.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska.
A strong low-pressure system is continuing to push across the central east central parts of the Midwest. This is going to bring more rain showers and thunderstorms across the area for this Wednesday, continuing into tonight, and gusty winds. Otherwise, finally, the system moves out by tomorrow, becoming partly sunny. High-pressure system moves in. We'll see dry weather as we head into Friday, continuing into the weekend. Temperature-wise, we'll continue to see temperatures in the 50s, a little bit warmer as we head into Saturday. So across the area, mostly cloudy skies, rain, showers, thunderstorms, upper 50s with wind gust at 25. Tonight, we'll continue with rain, showers, thunderstorms, cloudy skies in the mid 40s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 40 miles an hour. For tomorrow, becoming partly sunny, breezy in the upper 50s. Tomorrow night, clear skies, breezy, 39, and Friday and Saturday, mostly sunny. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late October 64, record high on this date 89, the average low 39, and the record low 19. Sunrise this morning 7:50, sunset this evening 6:32. Cloudy, overcast, light showers linger, about a quarter of an inch in our rain gauge so far overnight. With more on the way today, we are part of a large band of activity extending from the Canadian border south almost to the south tip of Texas, a 75 to 100-mile wide band extending in our listening area through northeast Kansas, southeast Nebraska, across Marshall, Nebelhaw counties, up into Gage and Jefferson counties to the north. That activity likely will continue as moisture surges in from the south today. 57 degrees this morning in Marysville. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 27th of October. KNDY News Time 7:20. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Infrastructure has been a major issue in the Marysville area, and Harold Johnson is looking to take control of it.
I think the continuation of street improvements, the continued improvement on the sewer systems, cleaning those, getting those up to date and code. My name is Harold Johnson III. I'm running for Ward 3 City Council member.
Don't forget to stop by and vote this November 2nd for the City Council Ward number 3 candidate, Harold Johnson III.
The Braves draw first blood. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Atlanta took game one of the World Series last night, scoring early and often en route to a 6-2 win over the Astros in Houston.
Hit well deep left. That's going back.
On WCNN, Jorge Soler with the first ever leadoff homer in a World Series opener. Atlanta starter Charlie Morton pitched well but left in the third with a broken leg. His season is over. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says the league has no plans to release a report on its investigation into workplace culture at the Washington football team. He said doing so would jeopardize the anonymity of those who cooperated. Some emails from that investigation became public in recent weeks, producing the resignation of Raiders head coach John Gruden. NBA last night, Steph Curry and the undefeated Warriors used a big third quarter to beat the Thunder 106-98.
Curry left side, deep three, got it, and he tumbles back down out of the deck. What a shot by Curry.
On KGMZ, 23 points for Curry. The LeBron James-less Lakers got 35 from Anthony Davis and 33 from Russell Westbrook as they beat the Spurs in overtime, 125-121. NHL, the Jets stunned the Ducks as Nikkoli Ehlers scored twice in the final minute 20 of the third to overhaul Anaheim 4-3.
Kopp wins the draw. Pionk far side now, and a shot. They score! Nikkoli Ehlers squeezed off a shot. Paul Stastny redirected it. And how about that turn of events?
On 680 CJOB, Blackhawks operation president Stan Bowman resigned Tuesday after investigators released their findings on how the team handled sexual assault allegations against former video coach Brad Aldridge in 2010. Senior exec Al McKessick is out as well. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Tune in this Friday as Marysville takes on an old demon southeast of Saline on AM 1570 FM 94.1. And the Hanover Wildcats face Osborne in a rematch this Thursday on FM 95.5. And the volleyball state tournament begins this Friday with the number 2 seed Hanover Wildcats playing at 11-1-3 live on FM 95.5.
Mmm, breakfast. Who doesn't want eggs and hash browns, pancakes and French toast, biscuits and gravy, and homemade pastries? Empty Cup Coffee Bar and Bistro is serving up a full menu of breakfast favorites all day starting at 7 a.m., including $5, $7, and $9 specials. Get it to go or linger over cups of fresh brewed coffee. Breakfast at the Empty Cup in downtown Marysville.
The staff at Tire Cutters Incorporated proudly supports the Seneca and all area fire departments and EMTs and reminds people to always test smoke alarms once a month and change batteries yearly to keep them in safe working order. Remember to think safety first from all of your friends at Tire Cutters Incorporated in Seneca. OCZ's Paintwork salutes the Seneca and all area firefighters and EMTs for their dedication to the community and urges listeners to contact local fire departments to set up home and business inspections to keep you and your loved ones safe. From all your friends at OCZ Paintworks, located 112 Main Street in Seneca.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Farmers need to keep an eye on their precision ag equipment like auto guidance monitors and antennas. One store in central Illinois was set to send some equipment out for field demos for this year's Farm Progress Show. When a rep showed up to take the tractor there, couldn't find the auto guidance monitor and antenna. Well, staff had calibrated the tractor the day before, then left the equipment in the tractor. Well, what they found were cut wires in that tractor and no auto guidance parts. Across the entire lot, eight pieces of machinery had stolen antennas and monitors. Go further south down to Atlanta. Four tractors, five combines had their monitors and antennas stolen. Now, no one is 100% sure, but it's either a quick way to make a buck or the computer chip shortage may be another reason behind the thefts. While the chips can't be tracked, the stolen monitors and antennas can be disabled to stop anyone from using the system like the AFS Connect from Case IH. The best prevention is locking up everything at night. Some farmers unplug the precision equipment at night, store it in a safe place, and bring it back, plug in the next day to prevent theft. Well, last year's cost of Thanksgiving Day dinner was the lowest it'd been since 2010, but this year could be quite a bit different. The old New York Times is reporting it could be the most expensive dinner on record for the holiday history. Nearly every part of that traditional American Thanksgiving dinner will cost more, ranging from the turkey roasting pan to coffee, even pie. Executives from big food companies have already said consumers need to be ready for even more price increases. Well, last year during COVID, it kept people from buying for big gatherings and turkey prices were held down to entice shoppers. Well, this year, turkey prices may see record highs, while the cost of many other foods also jumped higher. There are a number of factors that are playing into this year's higher prices. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Carriage Chevrolet Buick GMC salutes FFA as an excellent training ground for our young people and wants all the area chapter members attending the National FFA Convention to know that everyone is proud of their accomplishments. Have fun from Carriage Chevrolet Buick GMC, proud to support FFA. Sheer Quality Furniture is a proud supporter of all area FFA chapters. These students represent our future customers, employees, and community leaders. Good luck to the members at the National Convention. From Sheer Quality Furniture in Beatrice, when you're ready for quality, you're ready for Sheer. Financing available. C&K Service thinks it's great to see all area FFA members develop the skills and knowledge essential to a promising future in agriculture, and is proud of the youth in our community for all their hard work. Best of luck at the FFA National Convention, everyone, from all of the helpful staff at C&K Service in Sabetha.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Good Wednesday morning to you. Markets opening up in just a little bit today as we saw some decent gains yesterday. Mostly higher, kind of mixed across the board for the grains and the livestock, but mostly a lot of green by the end of trading. Started off a little rocky after Monday's reports from the U.S. Department of Agriculture's export numbers that were definitely lower than what was anticipated. However, they did rebound after some of the harvest and crop condition reports came out that saw some decent numbers as well. As corn is slowly gaining traction nationwide, about 66% harvested across the country. That is down a little bit from the year prior at 70%, but not too bad. In the state of Kansas, we're seeing near 84% harvested in the state. That is about right on track from what we saw this time last year. Nebraska is down a little bit dramatically to near 60% complete on their harvest. That is down from 73% we saw at this point last year. In the bean market, we saw near 73% nationwide harvested for soybeans, sitting at 57% harvested here in the state of Kansas. In the sorghum industry, we are seeing seeing about 96% maturity rate across the nation, and harvest rate sitting right around 71%, about right on track from what we saw the prior year. So with some of the corn and crop conditions that we saw come out, that did help boost the numbers by the end of trading yesterday, as December corn wrapped up 5.5 higher at 543.5. The Kansas City wheat for December was down a half at 777.25. The oats, after starting off rocky, had a strong wrap up yesterday, 14.25 higher at 706.5. In the bean market, they wrapped up 3/4 higher at 1238. So some slow movement, but positive gains on that front. The meal for December was down 30 cents at 326.90. And the bean oil for December down 83 cents at 62.31. Canola had a strong day yesterday, 1260 higher to 961.40 for the November. The December cotton was up by 17 cents at 108.71. We'll see what markets do when they open up in just a little bit. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Ever feel like your insurance company doesn't know you?
Insurance Corporation will issue generic plans where agricultural activities occur.
Only a human can visit your farm or ranch to know what you need. Find out why Farm Bureau Financial Services is the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it. Talk to an agent today or visit fbfs.com/protect. Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2019 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Light showers continue with a cloudy overcast and will likely continue a better part of the day today. We've received about 1/4 inch here at studios in Marysville. Likely we'll see more. A 75 to 100 mile wide band of shower activity extends all the way from the Canadian border almost to the south tip of Texas and encompasses our listening area, northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
Has America reached peak pumpkinization? All about the pumpkin spice craze and a recipe to make your own today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, October 27th, the 300th day of the year. Our 26th president, Teddy Roosevelt, was born on this day, and the DuPont Company introduced nylon on this day in 1938. There's no doubt that pumpkin spice is the flavor of the season. We've seen pumpkin flavoring in everything from potato chips and cereal to pasta and, yes, even dog treats. But if you like to add seasonal flavoring to your own dishes, here's an easy pumpkin spice recipe. Mix 1/3 cup of ground cinnamon with a tablespoon each of ground nutmeg and ground ginger. Then add 1.5 teaspoons each of ground cloves and allspice. You'll also get a warm seasonal aroma if you sprinkle a little in your jack-o'-lantern before lighting the candle. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more seasonal recipe ideas at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. The very first stadium built specifically for women's soccer team in the U.S. will be built in Kansas City. TV station KCTV5 reports a $70 million Riverfront National Women's Soccer League stadium is coming to Kansas City. It will be an 11,000-seat stadium, the future home of the Kansas City National Women's Soccer League team, and is planned to open in 2024 on the east end of Berkeley Riverfront. This will be the first stadium built specifically for a women's soccer team in the U.S. The team said the stadium will be completely privately funded. Big 12 officials have new basketball rules to get used to this season. A common issue for fans, players, and spectators was the charge foul. Now a defensive player cannot jump in front of an offensive player to draw a charge if the offensive player has already begun their scoring motion. Simply put, if a player goes up for a layup, a defender cannot jump in front of them at the last second to draw a charge. That will now be a defensive foul. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
K-State fans, your Wildcats host TCU Saturday, October 30th for homecoming. Kickoff is set for 2:30 p.m. and tickets start at just $25 with a Wildcat 4-pack. Reserve your seats today at kstatesports.com or 1-800-221-CATS. Join us as the Cats host the Horned Frogs and we celebrate homecoming. Don't miss Big 12 football in Bill Snyder Family Stadium as K-State hosts TCU Saturday, October 30th. Go Cats!
Week 9 Friday Night Football. Join KNDY as we present Marysville going on the road to take on an old demon southeast of Saline. And our Thursday feature game, the rematch, Hanover at Osborne. K-Prep's pregame begins at 6 o'clock. TVL roundup at 6:30, 6:45 pregame, and a 7 o'clock kickoff. Marysville live on AM 1570, FM 94.1, and Hanover live on FM 95.5. Both games streaming live on KNDYradio.com and our free mobile app. It's homecoming week as Kansas State takes on TCU with pregame starting at 12:30 in Kansas. Takes on number 15 Oklahoma State with pregame starting at 5:30. Also, volleyball state tournament begins on Friday with the number 2 seed Hanover playing at 11-1-3 live on FM 95.5 here on KNDY.
Tonight. I'm smiling, looking at this photograph. I hear that song and I'm flying right back to when we had it made. Every Friday night when the sun went down, we'd be running them streets like we're on the town. And I just can't let it go. No, I just can't let it go. I wonder if you ever think about it. Away. And the rope by the river hangs silently in the town that we knew.